See, it's stuff like this that gives me trust issues.
Welcome to the Trust Issues Podcast. We have trust issues with the traditional society-dictated path, with the status quo, with the whole get an education, land a job, and work tirelessly until you're 6 feet under. It's time to upgrade your life with the help of us. I'm Erica.
And I'm Kyle Auckland. We're a husband and wife duo, but we're also entrepreneurs, biohackers, and business builders.
Every week, we're dedicated to having purposeful conversations with each other and leading experts on topics like wellness, relationships, and entrepreneurship.
Subscribe to Trust Issues Podcast if you're looking for bold topics, honest dialogue, and valuable lessons.
Welcome back to another episode of the Trust Issues Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about biohacking and our obsession with it. And if you're like, what the hell is biohacking? It is the practice of making changes to your lifestyle, to your biology, your environment, in order to enhance your life, to enhance or optimize your physical and mental performance. And it's something that we really started incorporating, I don't know, probably like a decade ago. Our health background, fitness background needed to take a little turn. We needed to like improve it with detoxification, with recovery, with sleep. And that's some of the stuff that biohacking really helps with. And there's a lot of scientific knowledge behind it and statistics and data that we're going to share. But really, it's using like technology to improve things like cognition, sleep, performance, your nutrition, your overall well-being. And it's not just like a million supplements. And that's the thing that we want to say. It's like not about taking a ton of supplements. It's not about like doing all these excess things that aren't actually going to help you. What we know to be true is that these things we're going to list really have impacted our life. And we know that we're not alone. So we're going to dive into it, but we also want to tell you that we're going to link all of these things at trustissuespodcast.co/biohacking. So if you want to grab just a one sheeter freebie for you to dive into, to be like, okay, where did Kyle Erica get their red light?
Yeah.
Where is that PMF mat from? We're going to link all of that for you so you don't have to be overwhelmed. If you're listening to this and you're driving right now and you're in your kitchen cooking, we've got you. Just go to trustissuespodcast.co/biohacking and you can download that. So let's dive in. Let's talk about some of our favorite biohacking tools and why we love them so much.
Yeah. Well, I mean, our first one really is, we can talk about the one we have in our house, is our sauna. I mean, sauna is my, it is like my personal favorite, my go-to. It's like, it's something I even do. I usually do it at nighttime. That's like my favorite time to jump in before, get a shower and go to bed. But sauna, there's so much
studies.
So many studies on it. There's so much research. And I forget, you can even just do like a quick Google search, but there, one of the main studies that I loved seeing was literally just the frequency of using a sauna and how that affects
cardiovascular health.
Cardiovascular health. And that's actually one of the reasons I kind of am drawn to that. Just with my background, my father passing away from a heart attack, like we have, you know, heart health issues in my family. So I want to be on top of that. I want to stay ahead of that. So one of my favorite studies, it's actually from the Cooper Institute. And it's literally talking about the frequency of the use of a sauna and how it affects your basically cardiovascular risk. So for 2 to 3 times a week you sit in a sauna, you can lower your risk of cardiovascular issues by 27%.
That's insane.
And then literally it even says here for 4 to 7 times a week, and this is all like 15 to 20 minutes you're in a sauna, it can lower it by 50% decrease risk. So just that right there, it's like
worth it. And then sweating is a huge detoxification pathway. You know, you detoxify by sweating, pooping, peeing, and so many people don't sweat enough, you know, and depending on the environment that you live in or the temperature and where you live, it's the wintertime and you haven't gotten a really sweaty workout in, you need to sweat. So sweating through sauna is really great. It can help you pass heavy metals. If you're exposed to a lot of pollution, it can help you get all of that. It's really great for your kidneys, for your liver, to help you detoxify. I also know that there's benefits with, you know, your actual neurological and cognitive function. So Alzheimer's patients, Parkinson's patients have actually seen a lot of benefit too from using the sauna.
Yeah.
And we specifically use an infrared sauna. Yeah. And so I think that that's something to note, that there's a lot of benefit from that deep infrared light and sauna, because that is not just the same as if you were to be outside and just sweating.
Well, and it literally even plays into, we were just reading yesterday that 90% of people, or the average person, spends 90% of their time indoors.
Indoors.
So like having a sauna, that is going to be your way to you know, get in and sweat and detox. Like, most people aren't going to get outside every day to work out or do something intense or do those
things. Or be out in nature and sweating, you know, where you're like working in the backfield.
Yeah. It's just our environment that we're in nowadays. We are on screens, we are inside. And it's like, I think biohacking and methods like a sauna are like absolutely necessary in this day and age.
It's so worth the investment.
Yeah.
It's something that I would say we use multiple times a week. And I will say too, when you're having one of those days where it's been nonstop, go, 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 you didn't really take a time or a moment for yourself. Maybe you didn't have time to work out. Maybe you didn't have time to get outside, go on a walk. We love to do those things every single day when we can, but not always possible.
Yeah.
We'll hit the sauna, put our son to bed, get in the sauna, take a shower, get ready for bed. And it's a really nice closeout to the day. Yeah. So that's something that... And everyone's different. Maybe you can't do it at night because it won't let you sleep. So just depending on what works for you, but just being able to get in for 20 minutes, 25 minutes, like we've all got 25 minutes for ourselves. Yeah. The benefits are just too good. So we can link the specific sauna that we have personally right now. We have a collapsible one. Yeah. I know when we move and we build our house, we're going to put a more permanent one.
Yes.
But we have one that's pretty affordable that I feel like anybody can get and use. And even if you live in an apartment, you can use it because you can collapse it and put it away and then bring it back out, or we have it like sitting in our hallway upstairs.
And I think that's a great point you just hit on, is like biohacking over the years has been labeled as like something that's expensive. Like it's, everything's pricey. Like I don't have the money to get in. Like there are so many products now that like it is affordable to get these things. Like the average person can afford some of these things now.
If you make the budget for it, if you really carve it out, I think you really can, for sure. The second thing that we both really love is red light therapy. If you follow me on Instagram, you've probably seen me post a selfie of me with my red light mask. I have a higher dose red light mask. We also have full body red lights as well. We actually have some friends who have a red light therapy company, Luminous Red Light. We'll link them as well because I love supporting them because I think not only are they brilliant, I mean, they're scientists, they know this stuff in and out, but they also have really affordable products. And I think in the red light therapy world, there's a lot of really expensive, unnecessarily expensive products from some of the really big names. But some of the reasons why we love red light therapy, and actually, according to the Cleveland Clinic, this is what they said, that red light therapy is thought to be to work by acting on the power plant in your body's cells, which is your mitochondria. It helps with if you're struggling with energy, if you're struggling with any skin conditions. I know for me, when I was pregnant, I was dealing with a lot of melasma. And so I was really hitting that. I also, with postpartum hormones, I was breaking out. I was having acne. I didn't break out one time all pregnancy, and then postpartum, my skin freaked out. And I'm still working on balancing that. And red light therapy helps me so much. Like, it will heal a breakout so much faster. It really helps with any dark coloring or like brown spots that you have. And it's just so good for repair. And I know one thing that we love to do is use it in the winter because you don't get enough light in the winter.
Like we're so live
vitamin D.
Yes.
So we will sit in front of the, I mean, even our dogs love it. Like we would,
and that's
we
the
would
thing.
All sit in front of it. Even Dawson loves it too. He'll go and turn on our red light and sit in front of it. We all love it in our house.
It's one of the safest and like most studied things out there is the use of red light. And I feel like it is kind of taboo, not taboo, but people just really don't know about it. But it is, it's been around for a long time and it's been used for a long time. And even you're just seeing it much more now. I mean, even post surgeries, different things like that, they're prescribed red lights to put red, like so wound good. Healing, injury healing. It is literally, and it's, you just sit
There's
in front of a light.
Also a study that I read because I had markers of hypothyroidism in my 20s and early 30s that actually applying red light directly to your thyroid, there was a study done that the people in the study who did this, 60% of them were able to get off of their thyroid medication. So just from applying that to their thyroid. So just another example of the power of red light therapy. We really love it so much and we use it frequently.
And it'll be, and that's when we get our friends from Luminous Red to come over, they can like literally
dive. We're going to have them on the show.
They will dive deep because there's many different facets to it. There's literally like, you know, just the topical, which is the top of the skin, then it can go as deep as like your organs and bones.
Yeah. And like, that's another thing too, is if you're doing, which I'm going to talk about next, is actually castor oil packs. Yes. But I'll do like a castor oil pack and I'll also put some red light on that to just really help with deeper penetration. Like there's just so many benefits to that. So I love red light therapy. Highly recommend. And it's also just so relaxing. It's so, so relaxing.
It is so relaxing.
So castor oil packs, I feel like this is totally my jam. I have been so obsessed with castor oil packs. What a castor oil pack is, okay, is you actually take, it's a piece of wool, and you'll take castor oil and you put it on the piece of wool, and then you have this like piece that's more like laminated in fabric so it doesn't dribble all over your body.
Yeah.
But you actually wrap yourself on that, but you actually can apply the castor oil pack directly to your liver. You can also do it on your thyroid. You can do it in different areas. I mainly focus on my liver, but one of the biggest reasons for doing this is for detoxification. And here's the deal. We are all just exposed, and I'm not a doctor. This is not medical advice, but we are all exposed to so many toxins, whether knowingly or unknowingly, every single day, whether it's the BPA in the receipts at the supermarket, or it's the plastic in the water bottle, or it's the pollution in the air, we are all exposed to that. And one example that I loved, I had a doctor that I worked with one time, and he mentioned to me this idea of toxin overload. And he said, toxin overload essentially is this. It's like you have a bucket, and every time you're exposed to something, it adds a little bit here, adds a little bit there. And eventually that bucket becomes full.
Yeah.
And when it's full and it's overflowing, that's when you're going to notice things that are off. Maybe your skin is having infections, you're breaking out, or you're noticing that you're having a hard time with brain fog, or you're noticing that you're having more allergies. And that's what toxin overload does. And so incorporating simple things like castor oil packs can help with detoxification, of course, as well as saunas. But what I love to do is I love to apply it right to my liver, and then I'll put some red light on it and I'll sit on the couch and we just have a relaxing time. And what I love, and I wanted to read this part, this is from advancednaturopathic.com. They said the lymphatic system is like the sewer system of the body. Toxins, infections, metal, dead cells, and debris from all over the body are collected and cleaned up by the lymphatic system when brought to the liver for filtering and emptying out the colon. When our lymphatic system isn't working effectively, waste and toxins can build up, and this can lead to a depressed immune system. It can lead to inefficient bowel movements, worsening in your food sensitivities, noticing that you have way more inflammation in your body, or even disease. So castor oil packs, this is where they come in. They can really help to increase lymphatic drainage, help you detoxify your body, help you strengthen your immune system, improve bowel movements, and reduce food sensitivities, and decreasing inflammation as well, and just enhancing your overall health. And I will say it is such an easy thing to do because you can just put it on and you can go about your day. And we will link my favorite castor oil and castor oil packs in the show notes so you can check that out. And there's also an Instagram account from the company that I love to purchase from. They're called the Queen of Thrones, and they have such great tips on their Instagram account. You can see so many videos, how they use castor oil, how they do the castor oil packs, how to take. It's just so mind-blowing. And like I said, this is such an easy thing to do that really doesn't take a lot of time. And you just put it on and you can go about your day, and I'll keep it on for a few hours. So I love doing these, and I especially noticed how they helped me a lot postpartum. I felt like my body was just surging with emotions and hormones, and I needed to detoxify. But it's like you can't detoxify really when you're pregnant, when you're, you know, postpartum, early postpartum. So once I was done breastfeeding, I was like, okay, I just want to like get some of these toxins out of my body. I really want a clean slate. And that's why I did so many castor oil packs. And I still do. I'll try to do like one a week at least.
Okay. So next thing we have is grounding bed sheets. Yeah. This is something we've fallen in love with. We've used them for a couple months now. And this is something that I feel is so important because, like that last statistic I said, where the average person spends 90% of their time inside.
Yeah.
We were like originally designed to be outside, grounding, getting our bare feet connected to the earth. There is natural energy that comes from the earth, and we constantly avoid it and we never touch
it. Or it's like we go outside and we're wearing shoes.
That's what I mean.
Put your feet in the grass.
Yes. So basically the grounding bed sheets, it's a low frequency charge that you can plug either into an outlet, or you can directly connect it through a metal stake in the ground, like runs outside your bedroom window, and basically it grounds you. So even on using Mitolife's,
that's what we use.
That's what we use. We use Mitolife's, their grounding sheets. And even on their website here, they said our skin has 1300 nerve endings per square inch. So we are designed to be plugged into the earth and grounded. So it's basically like every night you're just ending your night going to sleep and not, you didn't ground throughout that day. You can be anxious. You can be irritable. You can be, literally these grounding bed sheets naturally calm you down through electricity and energy.
It also talks about how this all affects our cellular function.
Yeah.
You know, like you, whether you're dealing with insomnia, you have extreme fatigue, all these are signs that you are basically, this is crazy, you have a you've built up a proton gradient that is affecting your cellular function.
Dude.
So too much of a positive charge is never a good thing. So to counteract this, the body needs to be able to neutralize or discharge this excess of protons. And so one way that you can do this is by grounding in the earth itself. We are electromagnetic beings. And secondly, we're chemical beings, but we are electromagnetic first. And so being able to get in nature is always going to be the first thing that you want to do
sure.
in order to ground and have those benefits. And grounding can be in the grass, it can be in the sand, it could be in the dirt, even to some degree in the concrete, it actually says. But we're like, if you had a busy day and you didn't get to go outside, we haven't been outside yet today.
I know.
Because we've been working, we've been podcasting. Yeah. It's 12:46 in the afternoon, right?
Yeah.
Like we haven't actually been outside yet. And so obviously we're going to get outside later. It's so important to get outside and I feel like it resets you. But if you're someone who like you kind of go from work to commuting, you know, back to home, have to make dinner, get the kids down, there's not a lot of time for that. So
no.
This is something that can help really mitigate.
Yes.
It can help you get the benefits of grounding. So there's so many other benefits of earthing that we've also read about. Your blood flow can increase. It can help with your immune function. It can help with reducing pain. It can help with lowering blood pressure. It can help with your cortisol. I think we all have way too much cortisol in our body if you live in society today, right? So these are benefits of having grounding. Okay, the next one is dry brushing. I love to dry brush. This is another really great way to get lymph flow and drainage going.
Yeah.
I have a dry brush specifically from Higher Dose because it has copper in it.
Mm.
Really fascinating. There's a dermatologist called Dr. Ketterpal who says dry brushing unclogs your pores in an exfoliation process, but it also, and the primary reason that I use it is for detoxification. It can help to detoxify your skin, increase blood circulation. That was something that was really weird for me postpartum after I gave birth. I felt like circulation in my legs was kind of like weird. And maybe it was a lot of sitting down and laying down with a baby. I don't know. But I felt like me dry brushing really helped with circulation. And if you're someone who struggles a lot with cold hands, cold feet,
yep.
you might need some additional support in circulation, and dry brushing is an amazing way to do that.
Well, and that's even related to inflammation and water retention, all those things.
It's for like, sure.
Yeah, that's a way to help pass that through.
Another thing is the PEMF mat.
Yeah.
So this is also, we're just, Higher Dose, sponsor us because we love you. And we literally use so many of their products, you guys, like not even kidding. They have a mat and it has a lot of the same benefits, all the same benefits of grounding that we just mentioned with the grounding sheets. So PEMF stands for Pulsed Electromagnetic Field Therapy. So this is a type of therapy that really helps with cellular communication, helping with healing, wellness. If you've ever had one of those afternoons where you feel just like stressed or you're like wired but tired, you just feel like there's so much going on in your head, you just need a minute. It's really a nice thing to have because what I'll do is I'll sit on it and I'll just like take a minute to breathe, center myself, take some deep breaths, ground, and it truly helps make me feel like I'm coming back to center. And it really, I can feel like my cortisol comes down just from taking that moment. And there's so many benefits for that as well. The Higher Dose mat that I have, the PEMF, is also with infrared. So the infrared allows you to turn up a heat function. So it's like really cozy. I used it so much in the wintertime. I'm not going to lie. I struggle in the winter. I feel like I struggle with feeling cold. I feel like I struggle with energy. I struggle with circulation and I just like need the sun.
Yeah.
And so this mat really helps me boost my mood. It really helps me with stress, but also brings warmth into my body and it really helps with energy. This is also something you can use if you're someone who may struggle with chronic pain or you want to recover better from your workouts. That's another reason that this mat is so amazing. But a little more on the actual therapy of PEMF. It's actually naturally mimicking the frequencies that are found in nature. So the benefits, and this is, I'm reading this straight from their website because this is so good. The benefits of PEMF really helps to emit electromagnetic waves that mimic the natural frequencies in nature. I feel like it's like we're just coming back to nature every single one, right? It's like really the ultimate biohacking tool is go outside and put your feet in the ground.
Yes.
But if maybe that's complicated for you or you want these additional things that are going to ensure maybe while you're sitting and you're working, that's another thing too. Yeah. I have this specific mat that's the travel size so I can actually prop it up on my chair and I can sit in it while I'm on my laptop, while I'm getting work done. And that's something I really love to do is to have it stack. So it can feel overwhelming if you're like, oh my gosh, I have to do the sauna. I need to dry brush. I needed to do all these things. I try to habit stack these things. So if I'm working, I want to sit in the mat. After I brush my teeth and I'm getting ready for bed, I quick dry brush. You know, I'll do a castor oil pack while we're sitting and watching a show together.
Yeah, every night.
I try to habit stack there so that it doesn't feel like I'm adding all these additional things in my day. And that's just a pro tip for anyone who may feel overwhelmed by this.
So the next one we have here is the Somavedic machine. We have one, we've had one for a couple of years now. And basically it was designed around the energy from basically precious stones and semi-precious stones. So there's obviously energy just like grounding from the earth and there's in crystals and metals. And so basically our favorite thing with the Somavedic machine is the effects and the mitigation from EMF that we are constantly bombarded with. So this is a device you can have put in your home, literally just plug it in and it helps mitigate that. So this is going to help you sleep better. This is very much connected to basically grounding and kind of that theme we've been on, but it's literally going to block out the EMFs. It's going to allow you to sleep better, keep your stress down. It's going to help combat all of those things. It fights off free radicals. And this all comes back down to basically EMF.
The last one I want to mention is Levels. So this is a company where they have a continuous glucose monitor. I'm not diabetic. I'm not pre-diabetic. But I do know that stress and having a baby and just the way that your body is handling everyday stress on top of oxidative stress, all the things can really impact your mood, your energy, and blood sugar is a huge part of that stress that can be put on your body. So I was noticing when I was postpartum, I felt like my energy was all over the place. My mood was all over the place. And I also got some blood testing done. And there was some signs there that my blood sugar was just all over. And I was having high spikes. And so I got the Levels continuous glucose monitor. I actually have to change mine out, but I put it right on my stomach and it connects to an app on my phone. And so I can see what my blood sugar is at any given moment of the day. And it'll also alert me if there's higher spikes or low drops. And it really helps me also to be mindful of what I'm eating, ensuring that I'm getting plenty of protein in my meal, making sure that I am not just having a ton of carbs without curbing it with a good fat, having a balanced meal, right?
It keeps you in check.
It really does. Yeah. And it also just creates so much body awareness, almost to the point where now I can feel if I'm dropping or if I'm spiking without even looking at my app. But it really just helps. And also it helps to monitor my blood sugar while I'm sleeping. Yeah. So if there's like a stress that I'm feeling at night, I'm not getting really great recovery, I can see that too on my app. So if you are someone who you maybe want to lose weight or you maybe want to really see a more stable mood in yourself or you want to, you know already that you've got some blood sugar issues, this could be something that's really beneficial for you.
Yeah.
And I cannot say good enough things about it because even though I was eating healthy foods, I wasn't always combining it the right way, or I was going too long between meals, or I was having too much of one thing at a meal that was spiking my blood sugar. So this has just created so much body awareness, and I honestly feel like I've dropped weight and I've dropped so much inflammation in my body since I started being aware of my blood sugar.
Well, and it's even like what you said, I think a lot of people avoid these things because I think like, oh, I'm not diabetic. This is for someone who's diabetic. But it's like now you have athletes wearing these, you have people from all over wearing these things to track this stuff just to get better results and just get better body awareness of what's going on with them.
And I think that's really the idea of biohacking is I just want it to be, I want that extra 10%, right? Yeah. Like I want that extra 10% of improvement. I know I could feel my very, very best. And that's the idea of why we're so passionate. we already felt good,
yeah,
but we knew we could feel better. And some of these tools, especially in the society that we live in today, how things are so fast, there's so much technology, there's a lot of stress, you know, there's social media, there's all these other things. Having these additional tools in your back pocket really can help you optimize. And yes, that's what we're passionate about.
Yeah. And even like, because some people would literally say like, oh, you're healthy, you don't need this stuff. It's like, well, I'm thinking about 30 years from now.
That's good.
That's why you put this stuff in now. That's why you do the work now. Because it's like, the reality is we're only going to get bombarded with more technology and radiation and all the things and environmental stuff. So like, it's smart to do the work now.
Yeah. 100%. So if you loved this episode and if you want to see our full list of everything we talked about, make sure you go to trustissuespodcast.co/biohacking, because you can download our whole guide of what we use for biohacking, all the things we mentioned. We'll even throw in some promo codes in there for you as well. And come over to the Instagram account. Let us know, what are some of your favorite biohacking tools? What ones are you going to try out now that you've listened to this episode? And we'll see you next time.